give us insight into how Jesus' relationship with His church, but He's also, in verse 33, given us instruction that we need to know in regard to the husband and wife relationship. Verse 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Let me give you an example of this in 1 Peter chapter 3, in the first six verses. 1 Peter chapter 3, Peter mentions Sarah and also those women of old, holy women of old. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1, likewise ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation or the way of life, the manner of life of the wives. And then he says in verse 5, for after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. So he says, here's an example of a woman that was acting in harmony with God's will, and that she submitted to her husband, Abraham. Sarah submitted to Abraham, calling him Lord. So here in Ephesians 5, verse 22, Paul says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. There's several times in this section that we'll be studying this evening with husbands and wives, servants and masters, children and parents. There'll be this idea of subjection, submitting to one another in these different roles. But husbands or wives are to submit to their own husbands as unto the Lord, verse 22. Let's look at, let me just mention a few things with some comparative language to that idea of doing something unto the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 13, this isn't exactly the idea, but I'd like to let it help us work up to that idea of doing something unto the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, he speaks of us being in subjection to rulers, to the authorities, for the Lord's sake. Here's something that the Lord wants us to do. And likewise here in Ephesians 5, when he says, wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as unto the Lord. This is something that we see that God wants us to do. In Philemon chapter 7, verse 17. Philemon verse 17. Let me turn over there. Paul was enjoining upon Philemon to receive back his runaway servant, his runaway slave. And he told him to receive him. He said,